Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
All right, final segment with Tom Renz. Be sure to check out his site, TomRenz.com. Tom Renz with a Z, .substack.com, R-E-N-Z. Tom, a lot of great points last hour. But think of anything else you didn't add or any little key tidbits you want to impart to millions of people right now.
Well, I think that the most important thing that we have to understand is that we're entering a period where we're going to see a lot more turmoil, right? Between now and the election, everything's on the line. You know, listen, they can't have a Trump presidency. Trump has a chip on his shoulder. And while, you know, I'm not a huge fan of his approach on the vaccines or what he said or done with that, he's definitely the best man for the job. He's a guy, he's got my support because he's going to go in there with a chip on his shoulder. He's going to put people like Mike Flynn in there.
The enemy is totally horrified of him.
They are, well, because listen, these guys now know it was the CIA, it was the DOD. These guys, that's the head of the deep snake in the United States, right? Deep state in the United States.
No, that's a new word. There's the deep snake. The deep snake. I like that.
Yeah. Yeah, I might stick with that. But understand that these guys, they have immunity, governmental immunity. You can't FOIA them because they call everything national defense, and they just do whatever they want. There's no accountability. They have an endless budget. I mean, think of all the reports about them, you know, raising money off of drugs and all these things over the years. These guys, they are the core of the public-private partnership. They just call it national security and get away with anything.
They're untouchables. They think they're above the law.
They are, and that's why I was very excited to blow the whistle on these scumbags down there with MTG last week. So if we can start recognizing where the problem is, that's the first step. I want to do one thing. I want to publicly call on everybody to ask Speaker Johnson to remove Wenstrup as the Speaker of the COVID Committee. His job there is to do nothing but to make it look like they're doing something. They've accomplished nothing. MTG had that hearing because the COVID Committee wouldn't ask real questions. They wouldn't talk about vaccine injuries. They aren't talking about the CIA, DOD.
Yeah, if anybody asks whether she's for real, she's an angel. She's totally for real.
Well, listen, you know, I got a lot of people said, hey, you know, she owns stock in this or that. Do you know what kind of a risk that woman took letting me come to Congress and speak? I mean, no one lets me do that. Ron John's the only other guy in Congress that's even considered it. And, you know, hopefully we'll get more now. But I'm going to tell you, that hearing put her square in the crosshairs of Big Pharma and the globalists.
But when you own any mutual fund, just interrupt. When you own any mutual fund, you have thousands of stocks. She's divesting. It's crap. No, sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, well, yeah, and listen, I don't care. She gave us a platform to put truth out on a massive scale. We dropped some major bombs, and now there's a whole bunch of congresspeople that can no longer say they didn't know these things. We need to have full, transparent investigations, DOD, CIA, FBI, all of these different groups. We need to know where the corruption is, and basically we've got to ferret that out of our government. But it starts with getting rid of these fake committees. Get rid of Wenstrup. Put an actual patriot in charge of that committee, someone who's going to ask real questions and who isn't beholden to Big Pharma. We've got to do that first. And so I want to ask everybody listen, make sure that they're pushing for that. You let Johnson know COVID committee to actually investigate the realities of COVID and to quit just being a fake placeholder so that they can act like they care. While people are dying from these jabs, while they're continuing to push them on children, while they're continuing, you know, they're still doing murders in hospitals. They're still killing people in hospitals. Less so, but it's still there. We need real investigations to remdesivir, the vaccines, vaccine injuries, all the lies, all the fraud, the DOD tie-ins, the CIA tie-ins. How much of our money went to funding this? And for God's sakes, will someone please investigate whether Hunter Biden made any money off of SARS-CoV-2 creation since he, through Rosemont Seneca, was invested into Metabiota that was a partner on the project that appears to have created COVID? Why is there no Republican asking whether Hunter Biden made money?
And by the way, Google and Facebook were invested in Eagle Alliance.
Oh, listen, Google, Facebook, there's so many different groups that we can show the financial ties.
They're a eugenics death cult. They're a eugenics. It's a cult of death, a death cult, a eugenics beyond Nazi cult. Tom Renz, thank you for the time. God bless you. Great work. We're praying for you.
Thanks, Alex.
Wow, that was an incredible hour. Get it out to everybody you know. This is life and death, folks. We're not playing games. Stay with us.
Hi, folks, this is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com.
We are now in hour number three.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Yeah, if your car's got a scratch on it, or your golf game's not doing too good, it really doesn't matter when you understand you're living in a world government takeover, cutting off the resources, the energy, the fertilizer, injecting the public with deadly nanotech proteins that cut your DNA, destroy your fertility, and accelerate aging and death. And then you learn, oh, that X-Files reboot in 2016 that Chris Carter said was based on me, all over the news. And I was like, Alex Jones is a good guy, not a bad guy. And I took a lot of his work to make this new show. And then it's the government releases a vaccine that doesn't work for what they say it does, but it actually goes and breaks your DNA. And then that's what the real thing does. And then people go, oh, you think that's bad, Jones? It's based on a show from 2013 written in 2012 in England called Utopia, where they describe all of it. It's exactly what they did. And the sickness of how they just tell us out in the open why they've done what they've done. Chris Carter wanted to meet with me. He said, hey, come out to L.A. Let's meet in 2016. I said, yeah, I'm going to come soon. And never did. I need to find his email and get back in contact with him. I'm not saying he's a bad guy. I'm not just saying that because he reached out to me. He did the episode where they fly the hijacked jumbo jet in the World Trade Center to launch war and invade Afghanistan that aired 6 months before 9/11. I think I'm dialed in. That guy's completely dialed in. But the British makers of Utopia, they're selling you. I've watched the series now, at least the key episodes of it, the end episodes of season one, season two. And they're selling you we need to get rid of people, and this is the right thing to do. And it's exactly what they did. Then you get the SPARS document that came out a few years before they released COVID, and they described the whole thing there. Meanwhile, look at these headlines. And, of course, I said this back on October 7th. Israel does have a really good intelligence network. They have a small country to watch. They pulled the private security guards off of the little towns there in southern Israel 2 months before the attack. And now it's being reported by Haaretz newspaper, one of the biggest in Israel. Israeli military intelligence knew Hamas plans year before escalation. And then we see this video, mass graves in Gaza. These innocent civilians are not just murdered. They've been murdered by Western politicians and media who enable the ongoing indiscriminate killing. But then they bring all these people that are pissed off, the survivors here. Instead of our politicians getting blamed, we get blamed, which is part of the larger clash of civilizations. So I wanted to play a very, very poignant video here that illustrates this, because Stalin said one man dies, it's a tragedy, 10,000 die, it is a statistic. So let's roll that footage first for TV viewers of just one of the many mass graves full of men, women, and children in leveled Gaza. And then I want to play you a clip just of a grandfather saying bye to his three-year-old granddaughter as she is loaded into the ground. So there's the mass graves. But that's just okay, mass graves. But when you personalize it, when I look at the video of this grandfather, and they're putting a little boy in plastic right next to him, and he holds the little granddaughter, he opens her eye to look into her soul again, and he has such dignity when he then closes her eye, kisses her, and then lays her there to be put in, and he reaches his hand in one more time to touch his hand. I was there when my father's mother died. And then I was there, after she'd been embalmed and stuff, and we went in there. And she was very dignified, but she had plastic on her, naked on the table. And I love that woman. And I remember after I touched her and kissed her face, and they started pulling the plastic back up, I just reached my hand out one more time and touched her hand. So this footage, is obviously going to mega viral, but listen, they're letting it go viral. So understand, I'm not against the Palestinians, the Jews, anybody. There's a larger evil force playing us all up against each other. Then they bring these people over here totally pissed off. They start attacking and killing us. And then they bring in the control, just like a warden controls a prison. By the different groups, they segregate and play off against each other. So play this with audio, please. This is the most poignant thing. It's so powerful. It really made me physically ill today, but I refuse to turn away. Play the video.
اتفضل يا عم تعود يا حبيبي اتفضل الحمد لله الحمد لله يا ابو الله
saying goodbye, that's so sad. Everybody that loves war so much, there's the face of it. And NATO shelled Russian populations for 8 years to get them to finally attack back and kill tens of thousands of people as well. Remember, that's the globalists that are doing all of this, ladies and gentlemen. And none of the Arab countries will take those Palestinians because they're going to use them as a chess piece. And it's sick. But the people run Israel are just as sick because they stood down to get their own people killed too. So they could have this big fireworks show and this big political distraction. And it's disgusting. There are hundreds of videos like that. I challenge you to go watch them, but then think, I'm banned. I can't sit here and talk on all these channels, but they'll show you that all day because they want to piss you off. And I think you should look at it. But think about the 20 million dead, millions of children from the shots, whose parents kissed them before they got wrapped up and put in a casket. I love my mom's brother a lot. And whatever kind of coffin they got, it was a nice gray coffin, but it was a sunny day. Everybody leaves the cemetery, and they're getting ready to lower him in, and everybody leaves. I stay there about an hour, and there was the coffin they bought, I guess, meant for rapid decomposition. It had a space about 3/4 of an inch wide with the sunlight shining, and I could see his hand. And I wanted to tear the coffin open and hold his hand, but I knew I couldn't do that. I had to say goodbye. And then I watched them as the grave diggers lowered him in and started shoveling dirt, and I drove out of there. But at least he lived a long life. He was like 70 when he died. Those children didn't get that. And they say, oh, well, they're dehumanized. Well, the children deserve to die too. And the very Muslims, some of them string their kids up with suicide bombs. I mean, the point is that you think that grandfather's pissed off? What do you think he's going to do, folks? They want to bring them here? We didn't kill those people. Our government was part of it. That's why I say stay out of it. If they're going to kill each other, we need to stay out of it and call for peace. And not out of some fear Muslims are going to kill us. The point is the globalists are bringing him here to start all this up. And the left is backing it. And the whole thing is a sick Hegelian dialectic. Now, Tucker Carlson knocks it out of the park talking about the nature of good versus evil. In a recent speech I want to play coming up. And he just says you have to admit they're doing evil for evil's sake. Yes. Because to their God, that's real power. To be mean, to go against your human instincts, to go against God's programming. And that's what we're up against. And in the fourth hour, we got a special guest. But Tucker Carlson is coming up. I hope you share the links to this. It's important. It needs to be magnified. Infowars.com, tomorrow's news today. If you want to keep the show on the air, we got great products like the Infowars Platinum Line, X2 Back in Stock, my book, The Great Awakening. We can't do this without you. I want to thank you all for keeping us on air this long. I want to thank those that have supported. And I want to encourage those that haven't. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. These are great products. But at least spread the word about the broadcast. And we'll archive all this today at Man.Video. Please share that.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. Unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're or smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
See the mass murder in Europe, in the Middle East. We see the open borders, the human trafficking. We see the death. We see it all. Last night on the Sunday show, I covered Senator Josh Hawley with the federal government, the U.S. government agency heads admitting a vast pedophile network run by Facebook. I mean, you can't make this up. It's just evil for evil's sake. And as I went to break before we go to this Tucker Carlson speech, 30 minutes long, so we'll be sure and get to all this coming up, I just realized that I can't quit. I can't stop. I have to fight harder. We've got to stay on air. We've got to go as long as we can. But I was very honest with you in the first hour. I am physically ill over this. And I know that they know how to show you horror they want you to see. But the bigger horror, and I'm not taking away from all the death and destruction around the world, but they'll talk about, oh, 1 million died of COVID when they released the virus, and then 20 million died from the shot, and then they cut off food worldwide, and 87 million people died, and that's a six-month-old number, 87 million, starved to death from the lockdowns, not from COVID. And they're doing this systematically. And do they go show you the villages all over the world, in Latin America, Africa particularly, Asia, where people are starving to death because their food was cut off because the IMF and World Bank control their countries through loans and won't let them run their factories or farms for years? Then the survivors, military-aged men, are organized and brought here, angry and pissed at us and being told we did it? Don't you see? They're killing them. They're going to use them to kill us. Not against the Palestinians, but I know they're like Americans. They're like people. They don't get the sophistication of it. And that's why we've got to get the sophistication or it's over, people. And Israel's trying to get rid of their government. They don't like what's happening. And then I see America's right wing, who are good people on average, but they just believe all this is black and white. And the devil's black, and black and white's real, but the way the globalists operate from every angle, they make it gray. They operate in the shadows so people can't figure it out. So I was realizing, I was just going to come back with Tucker, but I realized, hey, we need to pay the bills. So I'm going to tell you again. The more money InfoWars has, the longer we can fight. You see the bankruptcy news. None of it's accurate. Remember, oh, Alex Jones has $400 million. He's going to go to jail. He hit it. New York Times, Washington Post. Remember that a year ago? You see that anymore? None of it was true. None of it. And the new numbers they have that are revised down 98%, those aren't accurate either. You read this stuff, it's fiction. None of it has anything to do with reality. Free Speech Systems is going through bankruptcy. If it has enough money to operate, it's going to stay on the air. If I'm basically willing to work for nothing, it'll stay on air and it will. All right? It's that simple. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get the Great Awakening, the fundraiser signed book, or the non-signed one. Get X2 that's so incredible it'll change your life. I mean, just try it. I'm not lying to you. It takes about 2 weeks to kick in. Get HGH Max Boost and 1776 Testosterone Boost and Pain MD, the InfoWars Platinum Line. Get Vasobeats with concentrated compounds that create nitrous oxide in your blood that's so good for your whole body and cleans you out. Get Nitric Boost. Does the same thing. Two different products. InfoWarsStore.com. Ultra 12, highest quality pharmaceutical grade B12. InfoWarsStore.com. Take it out of the tongue. InfoWarsStore.com. Because I believe in humanity, and I believe we just can't sit here and take this. And we're smart enough to figure out what the globalists are up to and read their own documents, and we are. And that's why they don't like me, because they said you were stupid and you deserved to die, and if you heard the truth, you wouldn't do anything with it. But you did do something with it. I bet on you, and you've proven it. And all over the world, we're getting populists elected that are hardcore and know what's going on, and we're going to win. We've got to continue to identify the enemy and their operation. People that didn't think I was telling you there were going to be new lockdowns. UN announces they want new lockdowns all over the world. Australia brought masks back. Canada's bringing masks back. They're trying to give little kids this poison shot again. Damn right they're trying it again. That's why we got to keep fighting. Infowarsstore.com or 888-253-3139. All right, we're going to go to the Tucker Carlson interview. We have a few minutes in this segment. We'll skip the next break. So we'll get it all in this hour. But you're living in history right now, so spread the word. Take clips out of the show. I thank those that are. You know who you are. I see all the great work people are doing to boost the broadcast. We're in our most important moment right now. I want to thank you all and just say redouble your efforts. I want to say great job to the crew as well. All right, let's go to Tucker Carlson.
Tucker Carlson!
I've never had an introduction like that. And by the way, every introduction should come with profanity, so thank you. I didn't hear the introduction because I was backstage with an old friend of mine from television who's here. I didn't expect to see him. And he's probably the greatest financial analyst on television. And so I said to him, jokingly, since he deals with markets and, you know, real companies, I said, there he is right there. I said, is it crazy to bury gold in my yard? He looked right in the face. He goes, no, it's not crazy at all. And that kind of by the way, I'm not giving investment advice. I'm the last person. You would never take investment advice from someone who's never had an actual job. Don't buy real estate from a homeless person, et cetera, et cetera. Don't hire a fat person as your trainer. So I'm not doing that. Right. But I'm only saying that to highlight what everyone in this room already knows, which is that it's really a volatile moment. I flew out here across the country this morning and spent 5 hours texting people, mostly people I know, but also the entire mentally ill community in America has my text, so a lot of crazies too. But also a lot of people I really like and who are smart and temperate and reasonable people who've been around, who are my age, I'm 54, you know, kind of seen stuff and have measured opinions on things. And I got to tell you, every single person I texted with the exception of my wife, who's not on the internet at all, was angry and paranoid. Seriously. And these are not crazy people. These are normal, good people with, like, kids and stuff. With a vested interest in Americans' success. These are not the burn-it-down caucus. These are the, you know, these are the people you want voting. And they were all angry and paranoid. Every single one of them. Some of them really angry and some of them really paranoid. And I have to say, after assessing their views for 5 hours, I think they were justified in both. I think they had every reason to be angry and all the evidence required to become paranoid. And so I'm not mocking them at all. I'm just telling you once again what you already know, which is this is going to be the next year. Is going to be, I think, I'd bet my house on it. Really like nothing we've ever seen in the country. And everyone can kind of feel that. You know, most of our perceptions come through intuition rather than reason. And if you have dogs, you know this, because they can't understand literally a word you say because they don't speak English. Hardly any of them. But if you're close to your dog, you know the dog knows exactly what's going on, knows when it's time to go out, knows when you're going on a trip. Why is that? Because they don't hear anything. They just watch. And they feel. And people are very much the same. And if something bad is about to happen, everybody gets jumpy. And everybody's really jumpy right now. So I'm not here to, you know, make your anger and paranoia worse, just the opposite. I'm here merely to suggest a couple of things that I think you could do about it and that might be useful rather than pointless. Like spending a ton of time on social media screaming at people. Well, obviously, I do that for a living. And I would never discourage anyone from doing it. You know, probably aren't going to solve your problem. So here, the first thing I think that's really important as you stare down the next 12 months is to accept the fact that that all your senses are telling you the truth. A good friend of mine called Gavin DeBecker once wrote a book, the thesis of which was every feeling, every gut level feeling you've ever had.
No. normally Christmas is our biggest sell of the year, but because of supply chain breakdowns and other issues, this is our biggest sale because finally almost all of our best-selling products are finally back in stock, including sold out for more than a year, X2, the only true nascent iodine out there, is finally back. What it does for your immune system, your body, all your cells is miraculous. It's discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. Double Patriot points, free shipping, biggest sale hands down of 2023. I'm sure Christmas will have a big sale, but we'll be sold out of most of this. So Christmas has come early. Black Friday's come early. And it funds the InfoWar. Get X2. Get VasoBeats back in stock. Get all the other great products at InfoWarStore.com right now. But again, our fan favorite, my favorite, is X2. Sold out for over a year. Could be our last run if we're shut down. Get it while you can. X2. Discount at InfoWarStore.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
I think the governor of California will get in. I have no evidence whatsoever that that's true, other than he's the single most ruthless and evil person I've ever seen in politics. Therefore, he has to come to the top of that party. But I don't know that. I don't know that. All I know for a fact is that this can't be resolved in an orderly way. And it won't be. Period. So how do you respond to that? Obviously, Barry Gold in your yard. It's Charles approved. But what else can you do? Well, the first thing you need to do is understand the terms and the stakes of what's going on. The big lie that we tell ourselves and that I have told many times is that this is political. This is not political. What we're watching is not political. This is not politics. Politics is a human-conceived system whereby civilized people settle their differences without violence and by consensus. Politics describes a negotiation. You want this, I want that. Neither of us is going to get exactly what we want, but we'll each come away thinking we didn't get totally hosed, and we can continue to live together. That's what politics is. And that's why nobody wants to watch it, because it's filled with horse trading and accommodations. No one exits the process pure. Everybody has given up something. That's the nature of it. And while it's unattractive, like watching heavyset people have sex, it's absolutely necessary, and it's kind of beautiful in its way. In its way, everyone deserves love. And everyone deserves to live in a country governed by politics, not force. You say you hate politics. What's the option? Force. You only get two options. And we're past the political stage. Nothing. That's exactly right. Whoever said that. Nothing that is happening now or that has happened for the last 5 or 6 years can be explained through conventional political terms. Period. In a convention, and I hear people miss this all the time. Whatever awful thing is happening, and I've contributed to this endlessly, you find out that someone's getting a vig on something. Someone's making a little money on the deal. And you're like, oh, it's all about the money. Follow the money. It's all about the money. I've said this myself 1,000 times. Since I quit drinking, I say it less. But still, follow the money. And, you know, if it were only about the money, we'd be fine. We'd be fine. Because I understand that. Just in the same way that I understand, being totally honest here, most crimes. I understand most crimes. I wouldn't commit them. Because the penalty is too high and you try to be a decent person. But when someone who is poor robs a bank, or even if someone who's greedy robs a bank, or someone who's greedy makes up a fake cryptocurrency and buys his parents' houses in the Bahamas, I'm not pointing at you, Sam Bankman-Fried, but I'm just saying, I get it. I don't approve of it, but it makes sense to me. It's explicable. If people do something for power, I understand it. You cheat in an election so you can become president, even though you're senile. That has happened. I'm just telling you. Well, you want to run things. You want to be in charge. I get it. The lust for power is ugly. It's a sin. But it's certainly not foreign to anybody who's alive. We all know that feeling. It's totally recognizable. That's not what's happening. What's happening is bad behavior for its own sake. There is no upside to the great trends of our age. There's no upside to pushing transgenderism on kids. Period. None. Not for the kid. Not for the society at large. Not for the parents who will never have grandchildren. There's no upside. So why are they doing that? Then you've got to figure there's some percentage of the population who, you know, decides I want to switch genders. Whatever.
We've had that.
That's a long-standing thing. But it involved, you know, 0.1% of the population. If 40% of, like, the girls in your kid's 8th grade class identify as non-binary, that's being pushed on them. That's not an organic conclusion they have reached. That is, someone has decided to tell them that there are more than two sexes, and of course there aren't. But why is that person doing it? Is it really a conspiracy from gender clinics? I mean, maybe to some extent, but it's bigger than that. What you're seeing is evil done for its own sake. Hurting people done for the sake of hurting people. That's exactly what you're seeing. When you see a war like the war in Ukraine, and I think, and I have always thought since day one, that good people can have differing views on that. I have my own views. I don't expect anyone else to share them. I don't attack anyone for not having my views. I've certainly been attacked for my views, but I think decent people can come to any variety of conclusions. But in the end, no one really benefited, actually, from that war. No one benefited. I saw a video today of the latest class of Ukrainian army recruits. They're older than I am. And I'm pretty freaking old, close to death. And these guys were at least as old and much closer to death. And by their faces, you knew they knew it. They looked miserable. This is a country that's run out of men. And they're not going to win. So, you know, people win or lose wars. I get it. You make a bad bet. You think this is going to work. It doesn't. I understand that. I've done it many times. But for American policymakers, for Janet Yellen, the Treasury Secretary, to announce yesterday that we must continue this war, what is that? A war with no hope of winning? When the best possible outcome is a generation of grandfathers get slaughtered? What? Because why? What you're looking at is someone who is thrilled, and I mean Janet Yellen, our Treasury Secretary specifically, who is thrilled by the prospect of people dying. Death is an inherent good. You're watching death worship. That's exactly what that is. Make no mistake. And I'm not attacking anyone who's for Ukraine or Zelensky. That's not what I'm saying. I'm merely saying at this point, right now, if you're rational at all, and you take 10 minutes to read about it, there's no other outcome other than prolonged human suffering. Period. And if you're endorsing that, you have to ask why. And then there's the question of lying. And the question of lying, since I'm in the media, though I don't admit it very often anymore. Well, I guess now I'm unemployed, but I was in the media. It's a big question. I mean, when I started in this business, following my father, who was in this business, in 1991, there was really just kind of one, well, the unspoken rule was have an interesting life and learn how to tell a story at dinner and, you know, don't pass out till you get home. But the explicit rule in journalism really was just one, which is to tell the truth. We're in the truth business. That's it. And of course we get it wrong. When we get it wrong, we admit it. The basic requirement of like seeking the truth is admitting when you don't find it, right? That's how you know an honest person, when he admits he was wrong. And if you're dealing with people who never admit they're wrong, you're dealing with liars. So there have always been liars, and there always will be. But what we're seeing now is very, very different. Because the kinds of lies, there are two things that make it different. The kinds of lies that we're hearing are not conventional lies at all. They're the inversion of the truth. They're the exact opposite. They're the mirror image of what is true. And anyone who has kids knows exactly what I'm talking about. All kids lie. This is how you know it's inherent to the human condition. All kids lie. Even your beloved little Dylan, he lies, okay? But they lie in a very specific way. So you come down for breakfast, you open the cabinet, and like half the Oreos are gone. And you say, Dylan, did you eat an Oreo? And he's like, oh, no. You ate an Oreo, didn't you? Yeah, just one. Dylan, there are 12 Oreos gone. Well, maybe two. You get it. He's lying. He knows he's lying. He's ashamed of what he did. He's trying to hide it. You caught him. He's doubly ashamed you caught him. And so he's trying to hedge a little bit. Well, it's not as bad as you think. Not that bad. A person only ate two. I didn't eat 12. And instead of, you know, smacking him and saying, you lie, you get it, right? If Dylan worked in the Biden administration, he would stare right in your eyes and smile and say, I didn't eat any Oreos. You did. You ate the Oreos. You ate the Oreos. And he would be so calm and unperturbed and so certain of your guilt that in your mind you would think, shit, did I eat the Oreos? Maybe I did. Maybe I sleptwalked. Because we're not used to dealing with people who can lie without guilt. That's why the polygraph works. And everyone lies about the polygraph. Irony of ironies, they lie about the lie detector test. And they're like, oh, it's not admissible in court. It doesn't work. Oh, it certainly does work. No, it's not admissible in court. I don't know why. But if you work for a big company or CIA or DOD or if you work for any organization where telling the truth is a high-stakes matter, they will polygraph you. And if you've ever been polygraphed, you know how effective it is. And it's effective because people don't like to lie. They do it because they feel they have to because they're hiding the truth about themselves. I get it. But they don't like it. And something in your body, literally in your body, rebels against lying. You tell a lie, your palms will sweat involuntarily, your heart rate will increase.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You could say, well, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said that. I always say to my children, never tell the truth about other people in their presence because it can really hurt them. I told my kids to lie. The only lies that hurt people are the true ones. The only attacks, you know, don't call a fat girl fat. That's cruel. But in the end, that's a function of politeness. I was telling my children to be polite, to care about the feelings of others, which I think is super important. But as a legal matter and a cultural matter, you cannot punish people for telling the truth. Period. Period. Or else you become an empire of lies. In every sense, both in a literal sense and in a spiritual sense. That is just true. And if you are governed by people who actively hate the truth and who lie for the sheer animal thrill of doing so, you are living in a dark time under very dark people. And the stakes are the ultimate stakes. It's not about who gets elected. It's about what happens to the world and your soul. And so my advice, like, what can you do about that? You know, it's a very action-oriented, practical country. So people are always like, well, what can you do? I have no freaking idea what you can do. Write your congressman? He's not going to read your letter. Go to your school board meeting, you're going to get arrested. I think you should do it anyway. I think you should tell the truth anyway. I think the only way to stay alive and fully human in a moment like this is to resolve that you are going to tell the truth in every and all circumstance. And if you can't say it out loud, stay silent. It's going to hurt the feelings of someone you love. That's an absolutely justifiable reason to be quiet. But in every other circumstance, whether you're standing in carpool line with all the, you know, fashionable ladies in your neighborhood at the stupid private school, no offense, I sent my kids to one too. I hate them. Or whether you're at a dinner party, or whether your wife's friends are over in their soul cycle outfits talking about something and you disagree, there's a way to do it. You can be gentle, you can be empathetic, and you always should be. But you should never allow yourself to repeat anything that you know is not true. That will destroy you. That is the mark, not of a free man or a citizen, but of a slave. That is the difference between freedom and slavery, is the right to say what you actually think. That is the line. And anyone who is trying to force you to lie is A, your enemy, and B, believes that you are subhuman. Because that's not the way you treat adults. By definition, you have to deal with adults. They may have different views, different interests, different goals, and you have to contend with them through the aforementioned process of politics, through negotiations. I want this, you want that. Let me convince you. You are not allowed to say to a free adult citizen, shut up, you must do this. Under no circumstances can you do that. You can't do that in the middle of a pandemic. You can't do that in the middle of a war. You can't do that under any circumstances, or else you are no longer a citizen, you are a slave. And worse than that, you have degraded yourself. And that's the real cost. Clearly the people who run things see the rest of us as slaves. That's obvious to me. I can't imagine how it could be more obvious. It's crystal clear. They don't seek consensus. They're not interested in the public's opinion. The overlap between the list of things that people care about in this country and the list of things that Congress and the White House actually do, there's none. There's no overlap at all. And by the way, this is not my opinion. This is Gallup public opinion polling. Go look at the last 10 Gallup polls on what Americans care about and compare those to the policy priorities of your government. They're not the same. They don't care what you think. They're not interested in what you think. That's publicly available information. They're not reading it because they don't want to, because it doesn't matter to them. They're in charge. You're not. So the truth is, it's very hard to fight that. I'm not exactly sure how, but I know that it begins with the strength inside you. If you are weak, you will never prevail. And that explains their determined effort to make you weak by feeding you poisonous garbage, by trying to make you take medicine that is not at all medicine, by their insistence that you shut up and hate yourself, by their claim that your children are not your own. They have no interest in you having dignity. In fact, your dignity and strength is a threat to them. That's why they closed the gyms and kept the weed dispensaries open. That's why the churches were shut down, but the strip bars weren't. And I'm not attacking strip bars in Vegas. I'm merely saying, what is that? And of course, it's a determined, systematic effort to weaken the population in order to limit their resistance to what they plan for us. Obviously. Oh, you're a conspiracy nut. No, I just have lived here for the last 4 years. And that just could not be more obvious. And so I'm not calling for armed insurrection. I hope it doesn't get to that. I'm calling instead for a population that becomes stronger inside. And also outside. You know, physically stronger. I think that's worth it. But it's more than that. It's retaining your dignity and your self-respect. And by the way, when you allow people to lie to you without saying anything, when you're too afraid because of whatever you're... And I've been there. I had 4 kids young. And I've been fired a bunch. You may have heard. Not the first time I've been fired at all. And I had to sell my house because I ran out of money. I'm not, you know, not doing the woe is me thing. I'm just saying, like, that happens. It's not the worst thing. It's fine, actually. As long as you're married to someone who can handle it. And if you're not, that's probably your fault. You know, you should try harder to explain it and rally the troops at home. But the point is, you know, getting fired, being unpopular, maybe even getting arrested, those are not the worst things that can happen to you. The worst thing that can happen to you is becoming a slave inside. And I will quote the great Jimmy Cliff. I would rather be a free man in my grave than live as a puppet or a slave. And I think we should all want that. And it's not hard, actually. You don't need to, like, start a rebellion or order ammo on the internet, though you should. LuckyGunner.com. But, no, it's much more fundamental than that. Don't let them take your dignity. and your dignity is rooted in your sense of self as a free person. I'm a free person. You may not do that to me. You don't have to shout. I'm not going to do that. And there's literally nothing you can do to make me do that. I don't want to be killed, but I'm willing to be, because I don't want to live like that. In fact, I won't, and I've already decided. And if you actually make that decision, and if you mean it, a couple of things will happen. The first thing that will happen is that your marriage will improve, especially if you're a man. No woman, and I know there are women, I don't have my glasses on, but I know there are women here. No woman wants to be married to a man who will take that kind of abuse. I'm sorry. It just doesn't. There's no woman who wants that. No, it's true. And most of them are pretty nice, and so they won't say anything about it. But their respect for you will diminish, and why wouldn't it? And the same with your children. Same with your children. So that's the first thing that's going to happen. And the second thing that happens is the more you tell the truth, the stronger you become. And you can feel the change happening inside. And you don't have to believe in the supernatural. I happen to. But you don't even have to understand. And I don't really understand where that comes from or why, or where that power emanates from. But I've experienced it. Anyone who has told the truth experiences it too. Instantly. In the same way that lying and crappy behavior and being drunk all the time, I've been there too, makes you weaker, telling the truth makes you stronger, and you can feel it. It's like a superpower. Did I just do that? And other people can feel it too. They can smell it. Dogs can smell it. The person who tells the truth is strong. Other people respect the strong. And then it just increases from there. And the third thing that happens over time, if you tell the truth persistently, quietly, gently, politely, not spray painting it on buildings, just no, in a dignified way, no, I'm not doing that, sorry. And here's why. If you're interested, I'll tell you, but I'm a free man and I'm not doing that, ever. The third thing that happens if you adopt that posture is that they will back off. Because liars are weak. They are weak and afraid. They can't even admit that the president's senile. They're hiding behind a facade of lies. But the operative word, the verb in that sentence is hiding. They're hiding. Who hides? Weak people hide. Scared people hide. People who can't stand sunlight hide. That's who hides, and that's exactly what they're doing. They are weak. And they are afraid of the population. And I'm sad to say the population has given them very little reason to be afraid. But they're still afraid because they know they're doing wrong. They know they're serving lies. They know nothing they do or say is justifiable, can withstand scrutiny. And on some animal level, they are terrified of the day that the average person, not some stupid talk show host, but the average person who works at some big dopey company and shuffles to work every day in some pod with a drop ceiling and fluorescent lighting, that guy is going to be like, nope, I'm not going along with it, sorry. I'm not going to DEI meeting today because I don't think you should discriminate people on the basis of their race. How's that? Because it's immoral, actually. And we've got a monument on the mall that shows that it's immoral. It's to Martin Luther King. And that was his core message. We're not going to discriminate against people on the basis of their skin color, period, for any reason. It's always wrong. This is immoral. I'm not participating. If enough people do that and things like it, this whole nonsense will end immediately. That's the one thing they can't handle. You don't have to take to the streets. You don't take Saturday off to hold a candle, carry some stupid spray-painted sign on a bed sheet. All you need to do is tell the HR lady, I'm opting out. And here's why. And I hope you will. Thank you.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.